We go.
No one would have believed in the first days of 2021 that human affairs were being watched from the timeless worlds of space. No one could have dreamed that a coin to commemorate the War of the Worlds could cause such consternation. Minds immeasurably superior to ours regarded the currency with bewilderment. The Martian tripod had mutated. Collectors looked on aghast, and slowly and surely, they drew their plans against it.
It's all right, that, wasn't it? No one...
This is all about a new coin. £2 coin inspired by War of the Worlds by H.G. Wells. And it's got the iconic tripod war machine as having a fourth leg, and the problem with that, well, the clue is it's a tripod, not a quad pod, would it be? But what does this mean? Does it mean it's going to be worth more than £2? Are collectors falling over each other to try and get hold of this new coin? Dr. Nick George is a co-owner of the coin dealer B&G Coins and joins us this morning. Good morning. Thanks very much for coming on to the programme. What's your reaction to this? It seems a bit of an oversight, isn't it?
Well, I think it's been called by the designer, Chris Costello, as his interpretation of being inspired by the sort of H.G. Wells book covers and movie posters of the time, rather than a sort of a direct translation of what was said. Because it's not just the four legs on the tripod of the Martian thing. It's also the hat of the Invisible Man that's shown on there as well, because it celebrates both of these books by Wells, which is a top hat rather than, as described in the book, as a wide-brimmed hat. But the purists are getting sort of really excited about that. But generally speaking, there are errors and there are errors. And I suggest this is more in the line of an error that is a design related error, because it is, as said by the designer, based on...
Does it mean that it will be worth any more than the £2 face value, though?
So the thing with errors are that they have to be done by mistake. They have to be by mistake, or they have to be withdrawn and replaced with a new design. Therefore, they are limited in availability. But just... quite common these days, particularly with minting processes, but not just design errors, but errors in the actual coin itself, dots around the inner circle on the £2 coin fading away and things like that. It's just the process. So this will not necessarily be worth any more in the future. They will likely be somewhere in the region of 5 to 10 million of the base metal currency items that are minted. However, should enough pressure be put on the Royal Mint and they decide to withdraw it, and some still remain in circulation, that's when it will take on a different value. This happened in 2011 with the Olympics. There was the aquatics version of the 50 pence coin, which was issued with lines across the face of the swimmer. And a lot of commotion was picked up about it not being that they liked. It wasn't very popular. So the Royal Mint withdrew all of the circulating coins and replaced them with a similar coin, but with the face clear. The 600 still remain in circulation, and there's still a few out there. And they're selling from sort of 500 to £3,000. So that's when an error comes valuable. But if the Royal Mint continues 6 million or so of these coins, it will just be another coin.
That's in your pocket or in your purse or in your wallet. We'll leave it there for now because your line's breaking up. But thanks so much for talking to us this morning, Dr. Nick George, coin dealer, with us on BBC Radio Stoke. Keep an eye out for the four-legged tripod with the hat.